Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is to
believe. It's not just a song. It's not just a song. I'm a body. Somebody raise your hands. Meshirami. Ready. Come on, let me hear you sing. Let me hear you sing. Now raise your voice. Somebody say amen. Hello, people. I'm in now. I'm on the team. And you are my son. Let me feel you. Yes, you are me. And even what I see. Raise your hands everywhere. Never. Let me feel you say, Messi, 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 Messi,
Messi, Messi, Messi, Messi, Messi,
Messi, Messi, Messi, Messi, Messi, Messi, Messi, Messi,
Messi, Messi,
Messi,
Messi,
Messi, Messi, Messi, pray your music, sing with your voices. Let me hear you sing. Give God glory in this place. Shirani Medina dance,
Medina dance, Vania.
The Bible said, give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. Mikaya Yamia, yeah, I'm the Asidaman. My God, His presence is in this place. Come on, let's do this. Sing it. Mama.
Hachira Mansa.
Somebody worship the King. Give him glory in the house. Raise your hands. Exalt his name. Wonderful Counselor. The mighty God. Everlasting Father. Prince of the government will definitely be on his shoulders. Raise your voice. This is worship. Come on. Exalt his name. 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 Oh. Party, can you wave your hands? Raise it up. Wave it. Give him glory. And then I'm going to go. For the last time, man in God, you grew on his man in God. Sing it. That's right. But God is good. May she run it deep. 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 Let me hear you say, may she run it deep.
May
she run it deep.
May she run it deep.
Raise your hands as we pray. And the Bible said he sits enthroned. The word says you sit enthroned in a cherubim of glory upon the mercy seat. The seraphim and the cherubim bow before you. The 24 elders, the four living creatures, they prostrate before you and cast their crowns to give you glory. This morning we have come to ascribe honor. We have come to say thank you. We have come to sublimate you and macrograph you. We have come to extol, exalt. We have come to raise you high. We have come to declare your majesty and your awesome power. We have come to typify your glorious your splendor and sovereignty. What a mighty God you are. Angels bow before you. Heaven and earth adore you. We breathe because of you. We live because of you. We are here because of you. Without you, we are nothing. Without you, we don't exist. Without you, we do not abide. It is you. Never us. Glory belongs to you. Thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory forever and ever. From everlasting to everlasting. You are God. You are the beginning. You are the ending. You are the... Because you don't have a beginning, neither do you have an end. Because you are the beginning and you are the ending. We give you glory. Substantial God. Glory to your holy name. Let your word be revealed to us, Holy Spirit. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that your people will find you where it is you we want to see. Not the preacher, not the church. Glory to your name. And whilst we give you thanks and worship and honor you for your loving kindness and tender mercies, I want to thank you for this nation. Thank you for your hand upon this nation. Many people are going through a phase of war, like Ukraine. But I stand here to honor you for this country. Thank you. I pray in the name of Jesus, every presence of evil be rebuked sharply in Jesus' precious name. On our feet, communion and renewal, we submit ourselves unto you and say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your will be done, your kingdom come, on earth as it is in heaven. And Papa, never stop the daily bread, the flow of daily bread. Thank you. In Jesus' precious name, somebody shout amen. Amen. Clap these hands. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. And whilst we're also standing, is John chapter 12, verses number 20 and 21. John, the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we came to see Jesus. We want to see Jesus. We wish to see Jesus. We require and desire and demand to see the Christ. If there is any other reason why you are here, I believe it will be a contradiction to what the service is all about. It will be an oxymoron to why we are here. Christ is the only reason why everybody came this early morning to be in his presence. Jesus, he is there. Only reason. And so I want to use the opportunity to bring you to the cognizant understanding that this is not just a scripture. This is an objective. This is where we want to come to. This is the place we want to come to. That I am in church because of Christ. Not in its saying, but in its personification. in reality, in tangibility. Jesus is the reason why you are here. Any other reason is an oxymoron. I want this, I want that. That is not why we are here. We came here to work on our salvation. Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget and don't miss that. It is too clear, absolutely. Say a good amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Having read you that, allow me to read Luke chapter number 21, verses number 34, 35, and 36. The Bible said, take it to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you. And a word for us, a snare. It shall come upon all them that dwell upon the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy. There are a fleet or a convoy, or there are a series of events that are coming to pass. And the Bible said, watch! Watch yourself. Watch yourself. Because if you do not become vigilant enough, you may miss the whole thing. Watch. You may be in church, but not in Christ. You may be coming to every service, and yet the Lord does not know you. Watch. He was speaking to us of the event of hopeless and empty entertainment that should emanate and crop in and invade the church. Watch. He was talking about the corruption that will entangle the world system. And he is asking you to watch. He is also talking about, you know, the great apostasy, the massive backsliding, and the waxing cold of the love of many. And so he asks the question, if the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith upon the earth? Watch, because we are living in a time where the things that are competing for your attention are too many. Oh yeah, I can give you a very good example. How many people read their Bibles before coming this morning? Watch, because at the point, you know, high C things will become low C things. Like Isaiah said in Isaiah 5 and verse number 20, woe unto you that call evil good and good evil. Yeah, woe unto you that call darkness light and light darkness, that call sweet sour and sour sweet. In the next verse, the Bible said, woe unto you who are wise in your own sight, because in this particular generation, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to see all that emanating. So Jesus is telling the people in the kingdom and out of the kingdom, watch, because very soon you will be appearing before him. Watch. All these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. I wish I could tell the world, no matter your doubt and your unbelief, you will stand before the Son of Man. Whether you believe it or not, that's not the point. It's coming. It's really coming. It's really coming. I see brimstone and fire. The world and the earth will melt like candle. Everything you see will dissolve. Watch! It's coming. A day will come. We will not be here. I will not be preaching to you. I will not be standing here. This church will melt, and any other will melt. All the towers of the world will come down. every splendor and glory of this world, including Dubai, including Hong Kong, including New York, including Seoul, Korea, everything will come down. Anything that man has built will melt. I see a new Jerusalem coming from the Lord. And the Bible said the first heaven and the first earth will pass away. Tremendous saying. You may be seated in the presence of God and allow me to finish my introduction. You're looking amazing. I give God the glory. This is Sweet Melodies, 94.3 FM and Holy Sister Station. I welcome everybody into God's presence. Allow me to give God the glory for the life of everybody who has joined us on television. We thank God for his loving kindness and tender mercies. To him alone be the praise. You know, having come from my series, I term the dynamics of the beast, I will quickly want to point a particular scripture to you. It is 1 Corinthians chapter number 1 and verse number 18. 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, the 18th verse. The Bible said, for the preaching of the cross, to them that perish is foolishness, but unto us that are saved, the power of God. It just also reminds me of Romans chapter 1 and verse number 16. Apostle Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everybody who believes, first to the Greek, first to the Jew, and then to the Greek. I am not ashamed. The gospel does not make me ashamed, because the gospel is the power. Did you know how someone may think it carries power beyond your own imagination? It's power. So go back to 1 Corinthians chapter number 1. And when the Bible submitted this particular thing, you know, it brought my mind to Revelation chapter number 1. But before I go, he said, you know, to them that preach the cross, the preaching of the cross, to them who are perishing, to the lost. When I stand at Accra International or Kotoka International Airport, and I say, ladies and gentlemen, I have a message from the cross. Somebody said, get away from our face, because the people who are perishing, it is foolishness. Mijinai, you wish I'm preaching something else. The Lord will lift you up and make you a count. Preach something else. It will be a turnaround and a double portion. And God will validate and lift you, especially today being the first of May. Well, somebody would have said, yeah, May. Receive it, 1, 2, 3. The glory is coming on you. And May will be, yes, a supernatural lifting, elevation. And yeah, it's good. But it is like serving you breakfast for dinner. And I present cocoa and brodo to you in the evening at 4 or 6. When people are coming for dinner, I'm telling you something. Something is coming beyond your own imagination. It is not joking. It's not dancing. It is not partying. It's not having a nice time. Because the king will begin judgment from his own house. From the preachers, God will begin with us. Yay, Ejuma Weho. I'm talking to you. Ejuma Weho. Allow me to not to miss my preamble. Let me stick to it. And so Revelation chapter 1, verse number 3. The Bible talked about a very smooth retreat. Blessed is he that readeth and them that heareth the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Go to verse number 4. The Bible said, John, to the 7 churches that they were in Asia, the Bible said, grace be unto you and peace from him which is and was. And the Bible said, and is to come, from the 7 spirits and from the 7 spirits which are before the throne of God. In the next verse, the Bible said, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead, you know, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that that loved us, the Bible said, and washed us from our sins with his own blood. I will repeat that, unto Jesus, he who loved us, and the Bible makes a very solid reiteration, and washed us from, you know, our sins with his own blood. He goes further and says, you know, and has made us kings and priests unto his God and Father, to him alone be the glory. In the seventh verse, the Bible makes a reiteration. Behold, he cometh with clouds. He cometh. He is coming. Put this in a different version. In this version and this verse, the Bible said, look, he is coming on the clouds. Everyone will see him, including those who pierced him. In other words, including those who hate him. In other words, including those who reject him. Including the people who do not agree with his doctrine and gospel. Everybody will see him. Nations that have declared that the Lord is a hate. The Bible calls anybody that is rejecting this love of God, they shall all see him. And the Bible said, including those who pierce him, all the people on the earth will mourn. Why will they mourn over him? And the Bible said, so shall it be. So shall it be. My follow-up scripture will be Revelation chapter 4 and verse number 1. And the Bible said in Revelation, the 4th chapter and the 3rd verse, the Bible said, and I looked and behold, a door was set, was open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking to me, which said, come up here and I will show you the things which must come hereafter. In the second verse, interesting verse, the Bible said, and immediately I was in the spirit. John at this time had been put in hot oil and boiled for 3 solid hours. And the Bible said he refused to fry. Yeah, chin one chin. The Bible is very clear. He said, and immediately I got to Patmos. Immediately the Lord revealed himself and began to speak. I was immediately in the spirit. Revelation chapter 1 verse 10. The same statement is made. Revelation, the first chapter, the 10th verse. I was in the spirit in the day of the Lord. How I want to tell my modern day church that, you know, when I look at the level of carnality, when I look at the level of physicality, when I look at the level of mimicking acting that has taken over spirituality, is amazing. Now, it's not about the spirit. It's about performance and self. I was in the spirit. Galatians chapter 3 and verse number 1. The Bible said, oh foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you that you should not obey the truth before whose eyes Jesus Christ was evidently set forth, crucified among you. I want you to watch this verse carefully. He said, who have bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Who have bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Who have bewitched you that you refuse to take the truth? Put it in diverse versions. In this one, the Bible is saying, oh foolish Galatians, who put a spell on you before your very eyes you have a clear description of the death of Jesus Christ on the cross. In another version, the Bible said, oh foolish Galatians, who have cast an evil spell on you for the meaning of Jesus Christ that was made as clear to you as if you have seen a picture of the death on the cross, of his death on the cross. Another version possibly NIV, I got it. The Bible said, who have bewitched you before the very eye, before your very eyes, Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed as crucified. Who have bewitched you? You know, in my language, the Bible said very clearly, Galatians 4, Muni 3, why? Why not? Who have bewitched you that you should not hear the truth? When I look at the things that surrounds me in this particular end time, it is so amazing. Who have bewitched you that you should not obey? There are three things I will talk to you this morning about that I see, that I see a bewitchment that we cannot obey the truth. Number one, you know, the truth of grace. The truth of grace. Many people feel that truth, grace is a ticket or a license to do whatever we want to do. Therefore, they will tell me, oh, Kofi Otro, we are not under law. We are under grace. Why are you preaching like this? We are under grace, and once saved, forever saved. Why are you talking all that you are talking? The grace of God, the Bible said, goes with the truth of God. The grace of God. It goes with the truth of God. It goes with the righteousness of God. The grace of God goes with the discipline of God. A person that is saved can never, never downplay the grace of God. The grace of God, we take the grace and trample it under our feet. You know, we disdain the grace of God, malign the grace of God, reject the grace of God, mock the grace of God, because I am, you know, it is so amazing. I was telling these tambourine players the other day, I said, this thing is an instrument in the Bible. This is the instrument Deborah used to disconfigure when the kings of the heathen came against Israel. The moment he lifted this and sounded it, the presence of God went before them. Instantly, the thundering and the quails, the hailstone that came upon the enemy was amazing. I say to the people who carry this thing in this church, if you sound this and nothing happens, we should check your heart. We should. I'm telling you, when there is confusion among choir, let them sing in this song, nothing will happen. I don't care what they sing. Sing anything. In your eyes, you may be feeling sensation, but the presence of God is not there. And this, the church does not like it. We don't want messages like this. Well, I did not come to ask you whether you like the message or not. I am telling the nation, that saith the Lord. I'm telling the nation, that saith the Lord. The abuse of grace is not grace. I will repeat what I said. The abuse, the misuse of grace is not grace. The fact that God loves you and does not condemn them that are in Christ Jesus doesn't mean that the people in church or in Christ can take the grace of God and make it a license to misbehave. Misbehave. There are people sitting in this church. Husband and wife, they don't talk for 6 months and they come to the same church. They come. They are listening to the word of God, and I call it misbehaving. Let me repeat to you, maturity means ignore, overlook, forgive. That is maturity. There are things that you don't have to respond. If you are matured and matured in Christ, there will be things that does not call for a response. As if you didn't hear it. As if you didn't see it. That is maturity. Yeah, ignore, overlook, forgive. If you really want to follow the narrow way and serve the Lord in spirit and in truth, ignore, overlook, ignore and not dear be on your boa. But he said, we are coming once I'm gonna find the cousin who sister we find. He can know, he can know. Oh, what man, I'm telling you something. You know, it's very interesting. You know, people will have a change of behavior after just hearing what somebody said. Simply after what somebody said. Boy, we finish. Instantly, the person that heard it instantly changes behavior. And we are praying in tongues. And we see the young man and we have a very, very mean response of attitude towards the young man because of what somebody said. He can now overlook, forgive and move on. Sometimes it's just right to just overlook, forgive and move on. Move on with your life. That this is why so many people are holding people in their heart with grudges and all that. You know, and all that. If he's coming to the party, I'm not going to the party. You are petty. This is carnality. This is abuse of grace of God. If he's coming to the convention, I am not coming to the convention. If he came, I didn't know he was coming, and if he came, then I'm leaving. You know. Really? When the mortuary attendants are wheeling you into the refrigerator, you will know that dust you are. And dust you will return. Eat now! Ignore. Any man sitting here, let me speak to the men for just 1 minute. If you don't have patience, which is also a virtue of maturity, forget about marriage. Because marriage is not for the impatient. Yeah. You will be angry. I don't care whether you are the Pope. You will be angry. But the Bible said, do not sin. Be angry. But do not let the anger lead you to sin. Be angry. You are angry. I understand. But the anger does not lead to sin. The anger cannot go beyond anger to sin. Be angry, but sin not. Yeah. And that is why the Bible said, dwell with women according to knowledge. A woman can be very happy right now and very mean in the next moment. And a woman can be very, very sexy tonight and then tomorrow night, don't dare her. Don't dare her. The truth is that you never get used to when it's going to switch. It doesn't matter how many years. You never get used to that. And so the Bible said, dwell with them according to knowledge. You must be knowledgeable. We are living in a generation of signs. Signs. Because you hear to me, children, and say, this is where we are, or this is what is coming. Same thing in your marriage, you must live with signs. You can see a face, it's a sign. If you are wise, it's a sign. Nice table set, everything done is also another sign. Sweet lingerie, everything sweet, perfumes, is a sign. You come and then, you know, Yire Coton, Jenny Wujasso, and all that, or the Abeda, is also a sign. Well, I'm living in signs. One say ye. You are coming to church. Said something that puts you off. With tears on them now, where you lie. Oh, I'm not a hypocrite. I'm telling you something, where you lie. Because of something somebody said, something that somebody did. You know, when I look at immaturity, you are courting with somebody. You know, Moko baby, why you took our nature? That is a sign. We are living in a generation of signs. Wedding will be you are courting, and then the person, you know, trying to get married, and then you said something, and you need a nebuafu, we're doing the phone 3 weeks. It's a sign. It's a sign. It's a sign. Now the decision is yours, whether you want to go ahead or not. You know, you people are watching too much crazy nonsense telenovelas, and you feel that what is on the telenovela is what goes from the altar to your home. The nonsense on television does not go to the home because it's called acting. The people themselves that are acting are already bleeding inside of them, and so they are acting. If you feel what you see on TV is going to your home, it's a lie. You are going to see a real life. When San Ube Timiabo, it's a real life. Can meet somebody in church, very, very tongue talking. Liboroho Shalabaha. I'm telling you, Kudru Fia Nabe Unu say, will you fipa? Yeah. Sister, now on Grumbrashan and man, you know, an altar on Grumbrashan and man, but it's a sign. She's beautiful, nice hips, nice butt, nice boobs, but a very nasty heart. Can't quite see a semu to form. Yeah, it's also. It's a sign! We're living in a generation of signs. There are signs. You know, this generation may not be vocal, it's just full of signs. Signs. Signs, and no, is speaking what is speaking. So it's up to you to correctly interpret the sign. Yeah. Who could have come and fetch up money and to her? It's a sign. Feeding fee and to her is a sign. Say amen. Yeah. When you come from work and ECG have disconnected your meter, it's a sign. I sit down and I cried this week whilst I was looking at what I was looking. That even Parliament is owing ECG. Airport owing ECG. GBC owing ECG. Can you imagine if this church was owing ECG? That would have been a double sign. For the ECG car up to 100 million Ghana cedis. Nakania da Susi so. Last week, ECG went to Parliament to go and disconnect power. Can you believe that? What an indictment to the state. And that is also. It's also a sign. It speaks a lot. It speaks a lot. Parliament for to make Chakania Guma close to 900,000 Ghanaians. Would you say, yen a yen to ya ECG for 1 month? Kebebano, come with to me and I will have 1 woman in there. Go to know your wine. I was so canier, wouldn't ya? But it be a chocanier for almost 5 years. And they have not paid. And that leads me to the next thing. Yeah. Number two, the truth of grace is number one. Number two, the truth of structure. There is a structural breakdown. Husbands don't love wives. Wives don't love husbands. So you say marriage, Kurano, there is not, love is not what drives it. If they know that you have money, their attitude towards you will be different. And that is also a sign. It will be different. Yeah, no structure. I put up 2 pictures right there, and I will want to put it on the screen and put it on put it on television everywhere. And you know, because we are in living in a time where structure does not work. People come to church because of their need and not because they love God. No, the love of God is gone. The love for Christ is gone. Now we are in church because of what we need: a visa, we need a husband, we need a wife, we want a job. And so the moment we get that thing, there is no essence in coming back into the presence of God. The Bible said, thou shalt love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Yeah, or all your might, and love your neighbor as yourself. This is the essence of Christianity, not what you need. You can go to the Malam for what you need. You can go to the shrine for what you need. You can go to anywhere for what you need. But the Bible said that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous, they run to it and they are saved. When people love God, they are in synchronization. Synced. Syncopated. Configured. They love Christ. There is, I see structural breakdown. The days where the preacher preached because he had a message. And salvation was the order and the topic of our message. The church had a mission for souls. Say, we don't care about souls. We have different agendas. Church has become like business. Yeah. And the people means customers. This is where we are. And this is one of the reasons why we can't preach truth. Because when you preach truth, customers will not pay. That's the truth. Customers will not pay. When you rebuke them, they won't pay. When you reprove them, they will not pay. When you correct them, they will not pay. When you are preaching the word of God that brings, you into a place like a mirror, a scanner. Oh, come on, they will not pay. We will need to tell you things you want to hear and things that makes you excited and things that make you feel good. Yeah, that is what it has become. Because they have the structure have broken down. A day we see where structures and then a managing now. And Nadia knew a woman on a friend of structures and a managing now. Me in Nadia and free movie work for. Yesterday, I want to thank God for my mother, Christiana Dotete. Are you clapping? Yesterday, my mother. At the Achimota Girls Guys Training Camp, led believers to pray against satanic dangers. When Osinachi died, because Osinachi was very popular, it went viral all over the world. Everybody condemned the death of Osinachi from an abusive relationship. But there are people sitting here this morning who are living in abusive relationship. They are listening to me whilst I am preaching. There are men sitting here who beat their wives. And they feel it is normal. Yesterday, my mother, Christy Dotete, mentioned that when Osinachi died, there was also, a lady pastor who died, but because she was not popular. So I went home and started digging. And whilst I was digging, I found out that it was not even one. There are four more of the similar situation. Four. I picked only two. Look at this picture. And let me tell you the story. This is a 34-year-old pastor's wife. Mother of three. The last born is only 10 months old. 34-year-old lady. Her husband is a pastor. Beat this woman to death. As I'm speaking to you, this woman is buried. This was happened on the 7th of February, 2022. 7th of February, 2022. Then the story Mama told us in this other picture. In this other picture, this pastor is Pastor Isaac. These two women are Pastor Isaac's girlfriends in the church. Concubines and mistresses. Pastor Isaac is living a promiscuous life. The only thing the wife did was to talk about it. And then Pastor Isaac told these two women. And these two women came to Pastor Isaac's house. And they beat this wife. Pastor Isaac's wife. They beat her to death. She had a little baby whilst they were beating her. And the baby fell on the ground and also died. So these people will come and stand in church. And they see it as business. And they are calling scriptures. That is what we have. When there is a structural breakdown, thank you very much, I'm done. When there is a structural breakdown, it goes with greed and power. Greed for power. Political greed. It's so amazing. Sometimes I look at the sufferings of our people and all that our politicians think is how to win power and not how to alleviate their suffering. Leadership is not about position. Leadership is exemplary. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus said, look unto me and learn from me. That is Christianity. How many people can tell us today? All these evil are in church. So I stand here and I'm telling you, are you really a Christian? Let's do some introspective analysis. Are you truly a child of God? Is your name written in heaven? Is your name in the book of life? Or did you just come to have a nice time? I want to know. As I close the service, this is the time where you need to examine yourself whether you are still in the faith, whether you are still in Christ. I'm telling you, the love of many is not wax cold, it's dead. Dead! Dead. I was telling the day, and I told my father, Reverend Stanley Mensah, on Friday, I said, Papa, in the next 5 years, it will be very difficult for people to freely give in church in 5 years. The reason is because we have become so carnally minded that once we are given, people are sitting on the internet talking nonsense. Instead of them to use their money for themselves, they are giving their money to pastors. Who said when you give to a pastor? The Bible said, give, and it shall be given unto you. He didn't say where it's given to. When you give, it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. The Bible said, God causes men to give unto your bosom. It's a principle. If an idol worshiper gives, it shall be given unto him. It's a principle. If a Muslim gives, it shall be given unto him. If an Hare Krishna gives, it shall be given unto him. It's a principle. It's a principle that is derived from Genesis 8:22. As long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease. Genesis 8:22. Very clear in God's word. 18. If I say, I'm asking the question the second time. Look at what the people who serve in this house do. We do not pay any of our team people in the production or wherever. The people on the traffic, no payment. The people in music, we don't pay them. We don't pay the people, you know, who are in production, cameraman, sound, and all that kind of thing. Now, let me make the point. If you do all these things and you don't receive physical payment, and you expect the blessings of God, and you don't live a life that attracts the blessings of God, you have lived a foolish life. What did you see at the? I'm telling you. I can tell you, you will see, I can tell you, you won't shira, I can tell you. Dear, will you know? If it doesn't attract a shira, Nasa, I can tell you, your mouth will be a why I'm going to see a juma. It's the truth. I am Kwasiya Juma. My point is very simple before I ask the question again. You know, if God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, if God will reward everything we are doing, then ladies and gentlemen, let me put it this way whilst I close. Then you must be mindful of what you do to your neighbor. Because God is a judge between you. Oh yeah. I'm talking to you, yeah. Adia wo untiminye. I tell the day emabre. I told Emma, bre. Ina ye fra sorry aba ina ye bre. You could do another akwa kuji ne mukasi no akonu edia. And to me, that is too much. That is too much. That is too much. So don't take advantage of your wife. Be a helper. Be sweet. Be nice. Because God will judge between you. I'm telling you. Oh yeah. Your conscience does not allow you to do that. Utimi ro draws anajo. Utimi ro wo yere draws anajo. Because a wine yere emotiti ya rompna for draws anajo. Na wo yere ne won do do no untimi. Oh, buwane kakra. Wajira woyayen operation. Ni maami nini ho. Upe ubi ya soni mu. Na wankasa wu soni mu. Na yede. Na yede. Vya mwyo menimu. Tia! Tia! Tomorrow, I'm joining Reverend Elvis Ajeman and other ministers to speak to emerging ministers and young people that are coming up in the ministry. And then the man of God told me, Papa, I will want you to handle the area of ministry that deals with holiness. I said, why among all the speakers, why are you giving me this part? You know, he said, but everybody represents something, a message. And we know you represent a message. Now, let me put this as I finish up. Sunday after Sunday, salvation message after salvation message, if it does not transform you, that also is something that God will judge. Sunday! What's your sin out here? God will judge that. I'm telling you. Sunday after Sunday. It will shock you that there are women in this church who can look in the eyes of their husband and say, Kwasi Abema. And the next Sunday they appear here. It will shock you that we are going to have communion right now. From here. Obije communion no ofa uba rasta man fro I check what you did. I did check you did today. You keep long because your draw is keeping long. Come to me and me nya brenka kromfo ne ho asem people that are stealing from work, from church, from neighbors. It is scared you for something. They trusted you. That is why they gave it to you. As more, you don't even trust yourself. Yeah. You don't even trust yourself. Listen, Christianity is not in Sunday. It's in your lifestyle. Yeah. It's in your lifestyle. That's why when righteousness becomes a lifestyle. Yeah, it's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle. So this message you heard take the word of God, the preaching of the cross, and go and leave it. Let people see you and see the glory of Christ in you. The last thing I speak to you about, apart from the truth of grace, the truth of structure, is the truth of urgency. The truth of urgency. This is not the time to be whiling away time, holiday, and all those funny stuff. Pastor Elisha, we are living in a time where the fear of God is not, you know, a right. It's going to be a necessity. It doesn't speak to you 30 years. Sister! Don't even believe in the preaching of nice things and we are going to be here forever. You know, in the next 2000, my house is... Urgency! Something is coming. Your days are ticking. He said, you know, burn about him. It's also a sign. Can we make up an atos? She said, wrinkles in it. It was so apply until it all fills up. Be who said, we are born na ebubugu. Yeah, was make up and then your papa. It's a sign. It's a sign. It's a sign. Hallelujah. If the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth? It's a sign. Every sign tells me that we are close to the end. I will not talk about party people, political party people. But when people go to polling station and fight a useless fight until somebody dies, I speak against injustice. Therefore, you give me the room to come and talk about your issue. At the end, any papers, they want to. Then I'm all pray. A DNA come, monsumania brebre. Tell me, dear more pray. If it to me, any ska, any ma, any hand time. And we are prepared to kill for it. 3 days ago, a young man lost his life in the name and the interest of putting party structures together. And I say it is not worth it. The king is coming back sooner than you all think. And I stand on this altar to tell Ghana, repent, 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 repent. As Noah was telling, you know, the people of his time. As Jonah was telling Nineveh, repent, repent, repent. And man in your say kolabo. I'm talking to you. Repent. 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 This place can be this quiet. Stand to your feet. Clap your hands for the Lord. Oh, clap, 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 clap. Hallelujah. A right hand is on your heart. I want us to first of all pray for our country and ask the help of God. I want us to ask the healing grace of God on the pulpit of the body of Christ, not just one pulpit, on the pulpit. My mother said to me, Dr. Christy Dotata, she said, the Lord has placed a burden. Another Osinachi should not die. Another innocent gift should not be wasted. Anybody who told you Osinachi died, a normal death is a lie. She was killed. She was killed. Play the national anthem. Let's pray for our country. Nation, wherever you are, can I hear your voice? Please, this land needs healing. Give us grace, help, show us the way, lead us the way, grant us grace, grace like never before, grace in the Jubilee House, grace in government agencies, ministries, and departments, grace in the private sector, grace among business people, grace, oh grace, grace. And when you oppose your people, I pray, I stand here, Heavenly Father, to ask for forgiveness for this nation. I pray for forgiveness for the people. Forgive, 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 forgive. Be gracious and merciful. I ask this in the name of Jesus. And I pray for my president, his dear wife, the first family. I pray for the government. I'm asking you, Heavenly Father, let them know that blesses the nation. Whose God is the Lord? Let them know that you exalt the pure in heart. Therefore, I ask that your mercies will surround them. And while your spirit show them the way, protect them from evil. In the name of Jesus. I pray for your favor for your people. Now everybody whose hand is lifted, I prophesy in the name of Jesus that the glory of God will aid you and your household. As school reopenings, your children will receive extra oil to do exceedingly abundantly. In the mighty name of Christ Jesus, may the Lord cause you to meet your target and come to your place of expectations. In the name of Jesus, you will come back and declare that God is good. In Jesus' precious name.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.